in the show.
All right. One of our valued sponsors, our friends from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and joining us by phone this time is our friend Dave Gerdes. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Scott, Jeff, how are you? I wish I could be with you, but unfortunately not today.
All right, that's fine. Not a big deal.
Understood. You, we have looked at your excuse, and you are indeed excused from the studio.
Right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I got my doctor's pass today, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, yes.
All right. And unfortunately, well, not that word. I found out yesterday, folks, I've got two wrestling heads, apparently. Dave is like a gigantic Penn State wrestling fan. Dave, you were following all this international stuff this week, apparently?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. And you know, Jeff, he's so much more knowledgeable and closer than I am. But just on the surface, and then I know we all locally appreciate them so much, but what they continue to achieve is it just elevates, it seems like, every year. And they're still climbing. There doesn't seem to be a top yet.
It really is ridiculous. And the thing, Dave, to me, that is just what they're doing on the mat, obviously extremely impressive, unprecedented in terms of the success of the program. But what is more impressive to me is when you listen to these kids across the board that are in the program, and then if you watch some of the interviews at the World Championships with the PJ Dukes and the Marcus Blazes, the perspective these guys have, the genuine gratitude, the passion that they bring, not just to wrestling but to life, it is very, very special to have kids with the character, the caliber of person. And then, yeah, again, it makes it a lot more fun when you see them do what they're able to do on the mat. But it's that combination to me that really is unprecedented in terms of kids that really have things in perspective, have a clear understanding of what their purpose is, and then also have a skill set that is just beyond remarkable.
Oh, it is, and it's so impressive. Like you said, the interviews are, you know, they're winners. They won the gold medal, but they just seem happy. They seem content. They've got that spark. They're ready to go again. It's like, okay, what's next? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We're not afraid. We're not afraid to lose. Let's just go out and have fun.
I got two wrestling heads, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
instead of just one.
Okay. It is fun.
Okay.
I have been orbiting for years, and, you know, we've tried. We've worked with some of the wrestlers over the last couple of years. You know, we had a great food and beverage film episodes with Carter Starachi. He was helping us promote our food and beverage, our restaurant scene here, and we've worked with a couple, whether it be through internships or just through school, and just sharp. I say that about all the Penn State athletes that I've come in contact with, just a sharp group of kids.
Actually, now, Dave, I've got a bunch of questions for you here. We're going to go into the next hour. We're going to talk about the effect of tourism in the neighborhood and all that sort of thing. But actually, all right, you kind of touched on my first question there. Interestingly enough, for whatever reason, around here, we do not have very many billboards. We just don't. Now, if I go downstate to, like, Harrisburg, there's, like, billboards everywhere. I mean, just all over every road, billboards, lots of billboards. And I'm seeing Penn State athletes on billboards. So this NIL stuff, there's some lawyer firm down in Harrisburg, I guess made up of Penn Staters, I think. And right now they've got Catron Allen on their billboards. There he is. He's looking big and tough, and he's looking happy. He's doing a pose and all this sort of thing. I mean, from a tourism, now you sort of touched on it there, Dave, from a tourism perspective with Penn State athletes, I mean, how much, is there a lot of involvement there? Because, again, billboards, I'm not seeing it that much. You mentioned the Carter Starachi piece. I saw that. Is there other things like upcoming involving Penn State athletes somehow tied in with local tourism?
Yeah, definitely, Scott. I mean, last year we worked with the athletic department, specifically football and basketball, And what we were able to do when you talk about billboards is, you know, we looked at some of the markets within our, 250-mile drive radius of Happy Valley, and we strategically took some players, some athletes, from their hometowns, and we put billboards in those locations promoting visitation to Happy Valley. So it was a win-win. You know, we helped out the athletes and improve their exposure, but that's where they're most recognized, is in their home markets. And, you know, we think it did really well. We're going to do it again this year. We're working with United, the NIL group or whatever they're called, the collective, I guess, and we're trying to find the proper locations and the athletes to place in those areas. And we're also, you know, I know you had Morgan on, I think it was last week.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah. We're working with Morgan on a pretty exciting project on the hockey side. That's not been finalized yet, and hopefully it will be very soon. But strategically, our billboards, you know, we put them in markets where we get a lot of visitation from, or we want more visitation from, because that's where the kids are most recognized.
Let's do a quick plug here. Yeah, we talked with Morgan Siegfried from Penn State Playfly NIL. That was actually 2 weeks ago. And, folks, I tell you, we had a great conversation with Morgan. If you missed that interview, go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk interview section. Scroll down a little bit, a couple of weeks, and you'll see the link to listen to that interview with Morgan. She was really informative that morning. Like, I learned some things I didn't know. Like, whoa, okay. And actually, Dave, yeah, I'm thinking the next big group is Penn State hockey, Penn State ice hockey.
Oh,
and
yes.
For sure.
Now, here's my question, though, Dave. From what you just said, you know, their home area, a lot of Penn State hockey players are from Canada. Obviously, hockey, very popular in Canada. I don't know, Ontario, you guys are doing some tourism stuff north of the border? I mean, to talk about that, and these hockey players for the future, that's how they're going to maybe fit in somehow, north of the border.
Well, yeah, and again, if you draw that circle around Happy Valley, that with 250-mile or a drive, you know, with that 6 hours, the southern tip of Ontario, including Toronto, fits right inside there. And we have been, the last two summers and last fall, we have had billboards up on the primary freeway going through downtown Toronto. I think it's called the Gardner Expressway. And, yes, it's only 5.5 hours from Happy Valley, and I don't know if any of you have noticed. I know, obviously, I'm in the tourism industry. I look at a lot of license plates because that's how people are getting here, and I've seen a lot of Ontario plates over the last couple of years. So we always knew that the Canadians were great supporters of this area of the state. We're just getting them. I think we're seeing more and more of them coming into State College, Happy Valley, and the surrounding area.
I don't know, that hot new kid from the Yukon. Now, granted, Dave, you want to advertise in the Yukon, or is that too far away?
Yeah, I don't think that's a little far. That's a train ride, or at least an air. No, well, definitely. He's one of the most high-profile athletes Penn State arguably may ever have up to this point.
Oh, no question. He's, yeah, whoever you want to put at the top, he's right there with them. Gavin McKenna is next level talent and accolades.
And if Gavin, and hopefully Gavin and his family are listening, because I think they're in town this week, starting up with almost all the other students with move-in week, but yeah, we're really excited about, you know, obviously the upcoming football season and volleyball, and the soccer teams are playing. I think there's a doubleheader tonight, or they're both playing. And then you've got wrestling, of course. We've touched on that, and hockey and lacrosse and all the other programs. I was reading somewhere the other day, one of the track athletes set a really top time in a running event down in the Caribbean over the weekend. And it's just, you know, again, kudos to the entire athletic department and the staff and the support crew and the athletes, because it just appears to me, and I'm a lifelong Penn Stater. I've been following Penn State sports since the late 60s. It just continues to elevate across the board, and with some really not only elite athletes, but really good people, good people.
All right, now, Dave, we're coming up, yeah, it's true, we're coming up to late August. We've had you folks on all summer talking about all sorts of really cool events that have taken place, bike races and marathons and all sorts of really cool stuff. Now it's late August, school's about to start, so apparently we're going into the dull period right now. Not much happening, Dave,
yeah.
Right now?
No, nothing happened, nothing happened. Yeah,
folks, we're kidding. All right. I mean, what? So, all right, football gets all the attention. It does. Okay, fine. We get it. That's understandable. I mean, are there? You guys have some? And you might have touched on this already. Some plans for the fall involving Penn State sports. I mean, are there? What are the direct connections between Penn State athletics and you guys with tourism? I guess I've always wondered about the relationship between the two sides. It looks like it's very strong. What are the connections, and maybe some of the things you folks would like to do this fall somehow connected to Penn State athletics? And, yeah, maybe not just football, but some of those other sports you just mentioned.
Well, there's no doubt, and when you say we're going into the fall, we're ramping into our season. I mean, we've come through, we're in the middle of, the eighth month. We've had a wonderful summer. As best as I can tell, demand May, June, and July has been up close to 10%, which is exciting because we just got to get through the summer is what we usually talk about, and it appears that we have. So we roll into fall, and, you know, you've got a plan, and the area organizations and festivals and points of interest, anything they plan has got to be planned around the football weekends, of which there are seven, and they have. They're stacking up on those open weekends along with other events. But this really ramps up into our season. And what we're trying to take advantage of is what we know will be even more awareness, and the limelight is going to be so bright on definitely the football program. It already has been ever since the end of last season. And the awareness of Happy Valley, we have to play on to that, because that is priceless. I mean, that's marketing money. We would never be able to invest that type of national. We're talking national. We're not just talking in-state. We're not talking even regional. We're talking national exposure and additional recognition of the area. But it all starts with Penn State sports, and they are, who was it? Reggie Jackson said, the straw that stirs the drink. That's what we're looking forward to this fall and into the end of the year.
All right, let's take a break right here. All right, again, our guest is our friend Dave Gerdes from Penn's Valley. What am I saying? Happy Valley. Got the wrong valley.
Well.
Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. Dave, when we come back, you folks put out a report recently about the impact of tourism here, which it was an interesting read. Like, wow, I didn't even realize that. So I want to find out more about that. But first, let's take this break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go away. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe, I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, some open phone time coming up a bit later this hour.
Talking about tourism, and it is really important for the neighborhood. All right, even if you're not directly involved, probably indirectly you are. Our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau joins us on our talk line here this morning. Now, Dave, let's do sort of a recap. All right, it was about 3 weeks ago. You folks put out a report about the impact of tourism in the area. And this, I guess, goes back to last year, 2024. And I remember it got a lot of coverage and so on. Let's do a recap, if you will, Dave. What was in your report, like key things, that key findings? I know things are kind of going up and up and up, which is good. So tell us about that report. What were some of the key findings from last year's numbers?
Yeah, Scott, I'm glad you brought that up. I think I was last with you in the middle of July. We had just gotten a report from Longwoods International, which is a firm that does these kinds of impact reports for destination organizations like us around the country. So very reputable. And we've been working with them, I think, now for 4 years in a row to really help us objectively get a handle on what's going on here from a tourism perspective. And, yeah, the report was released in July. We had a nice breakfast, and we announced some of the surface results. But it takes, and again, the report is on our website. If people are interested in digging into the detail, it's under research if you go to the top bar. But it takes a couple of weeks to really get into it and understand and compare. And I'll give you the real brief cliff notes here. In 2024, record number of visitors to the area, over 5.1 million. But what was so impressive to us is that we talk about it as a billion-dollar industry. Well, last year, those visitors injected over $1 billion in direct spend into our economy. So just, just not the economic, full economic impact, but we're talking billion-dollar direct spend. And some of the highlights, people are, they're we have more people coming in. They're staying longer. They're returning. And that is where, you know, you made a comment about we all benefit, we all contribute, sometimes indirectly. We at the Bureau, we can market, we can promote, we can message, but we can't deliver. We can't service. And that's the people that are here in the community, the businesses, the points of interest, the restaurants, the retailers. They're the ones that provide or deliver, and people are coming back. And that's what's exciting. And you know, that's the highlight that you're looking for when you're looking at these kinds of reports is the messaging, does it resonate? Is it fresh, and does it attract? It was interesting, too. We're seeing more and more couples coming in. Not so much less families, but they're visiting other parts of the county and not, you know, the university or campus and not just State College. So we were really happy about the results. It kind of validates where we've been messaging, how we've been messaging. Obviously, we want to get better. We want to do better. We want to improve that because we all do benefit from it. And it was really exciting. As I said, if any of your listeners want to dig into that detail, just go to our website because all of those reports are posted.
All right. Late August, so we are 8 months into 2025. I don't know how often you folks get statistics and stuff like that. Are we still on that same track from 2024? In other words, is it, I don't know, still going up? Is it still level? I mean, how's 2025 been going so far?
Well, we're really happy so far with 2025. We knew the early part of the year was, when you compared it to last year, was going to be a struggle. And it was really only going to be a struggle because of 1 month, and that was April, a year ago. April was the perfect storm a year ago. In fact, of the top months over the last 6 years, April ranked in the top five with football months. And it was because, if you remember a year ago, we had the Luke Combs concert, we had Blue White Weekend, we had the Olympic trials. It was an April without Easter. And so it just blew up. It was the perfect storm a year ago. We knew we were not going to repeat that this year. But we've done very well. As I mentioned earlier, our May through July, at least on the hotel side, the demand appears to be just under 10% improvement over a year ago. And now we roll into our prime season, which is, Labor Day through Thanksgiving really is our prime season. So we're expecting... We're gonna challenge that record without a doubt.
All right, now Dave, how does this work exactly? All right, we've had a lot of great events. That bike race a few weeks ago was pretty cool in downtown
that was fun,
State College.
Wasn't it? That
right,
was fun.
That was neat. Yeah. Is this a situation where these outside groups are coming to you or coming to us to say, hey, we'd like to come to State College? Or is it more you guys, you folks, are reaching out to somebody? I don't know, you see some event somewhere else, and you reach out to them to say, hey, why don't you come here to State College? We could do some things together. Which one of those, I guess, is more prevalent? Do they contact you, or do you contact them? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, and kudos to Eric and the Sports and Entertainment Alliance for really expanding on some of these neat events. But, yeah, we strategically know where maybe we need some help or we need additional events, you know, what weekends or what times of the year we need to find something to place. But on the flip side, we have a lot of organizations coming to us and saying we want to bring our event there. We've got an enormous event next summer, the University Games, which will be just exciting at the end of July next year. We've got some big bowling tournaments in town next year. So it's a little bit of both, Scott. And, you know, people are, they leave and they're happy with what they've experienced here and they want to come back. And so, you know, we're constantly looking for new opportunities. I mean, part of our mission is to enrich the lives of our residents, and through entertainment events, through sporting events, through tournaments, you know, we're bringing these new types of opportunities for all of us to participate in, whether it's as a spectator or as a volunteer. But, yeah, in short, it's a little bit of both. We can't take all of that credit, but we have a lot of people coming to us. You know, it started right after COVID. The word got out that Happy Valley's open, and, you know, our job is to fill the calendar.
Dave, from a facility standpoint, just kind of an open-ended question here. Is there anything that either you're working on or you would just like to see that, man, if we could just get this? Because, like, we have a really neat softball complex there off of Oak Hall. You obviously have the couple of sports centers now in the area. I'm just wondering, we've kicked around over the years, like, a convention center and how neat that would be, kind of similar to what they have in Altoona. I'm just wondering if, as we continue to kind of look and build the tourism component, is there anything that's either in the works or that, man, if you just had your dream list of, boy, we'd like to see this added to our local scene? Because we do have such a diverse, I'm just thinking as you're talking, and I think we've talked about a little bit on one of your other visits, but the diversity of opportunities here, if you're a fly fisherman, man, there's great opportunities, all kinds of outdoor hiking and biking opportunities. There's obviously, again, the university and all of the games there, sports camps. I'm just wondering, is there anything that you're like, boy, it'd be great if we could add this to the mix in terms of a venue or something else that would bring people into this area?
Well, you always have a wish list. I think our objective is to fill what we have, because we've added, you had Christy and Jeff on, I think, last week from Center Region Parks and Rec, and they've just officially opened the Whitehall project with additional fields and facilities over there. So it's just a matter of, you talked about the softball fields. We'd love to see some more softball tournaments coming in during the summer. Let's fill the facilities that we have first, because you start bringing on these other. Yeah, you talk about the what they have down in Altoona. Yeah, that would be nice, but let's fill our hotels that we have, and we've got a lot of new hotel product coming on in the next 5 years. Let's focus on filling that stuff right now, but we always have a wish list. We always have a wish list, and you know, all you got to do is just look at the other counties, larger counties in the state, and you see the assets that they have, and you know, you compare them to the assets that we have, and we're not lacking, believe me. We like that fine balance between that infrastructure and you know, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. You really don't. But yeah, there's a wish list.
Not to cast aspersions, but I was out and about the other day, Dave, and I was over near Sam's Club and Walmart, and there's that hotel there that seemingly they've been working on since the Obama administration. It's like, could you please finish this hotel? Because
I know
we need more hotel space.
Yeah.
And I'm like, could you please finish this hotel and open it so people can move in and spend money and do stuff like that? Now, Dave, if you look at the schedule, 12 months in a year, there's got to be somewhere in there where there's like a hole, like there's not much going on in the month of blah, or is there literally like bang, 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 we've got cool stuff 12 months a year. Are there any holes that somehow need to be filled?
Yeah, I mean, look at the holidays. I mean, just look at Christmas, New Year's, but, you know, the town empties out, right? And then you've got even Thanksgiving and spring break. Although we're doing a really good, Eric and the SEA is doing great at spring break. We're, you know, now we're bookending spring break with some significant tournaments on either of those weekends. But those are probably the big holes when you look at specific weeks or time frames. You know, December's all after Thanksgiving. That's always a challenge, trying to get. We were fortunate. We had a playoff game here. We had an additional football game last December. I don't know whether we should hope for that this year or not hope for that this year. I don't know really what that means.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's probably the slowest time of the year is the holiday season. I'd say Thanksgiving. You know, the summertime is not slow. The students aren't here for the most part, but we've got events, as we've all realized the last few summers, every weekend. So, you know, but everybody's looking to fill those holiday holes. We'd like to see more weekday activity. But everybody's looking to fill those weekday activities. It takes a little different type of profile. We're looking for more conferences and meetings and bus tours. I don't know if you've noticed, there's more and more buses coming through the area. And some of them are not necessarily staying overnight, which we'd like to change, but they're visiting our attractions, our restaurants. So it's, you know, weekdays and the holidays are probably our focus.
Dave, I would say plan on December football. Plan on it.
I don't know. I mean, do we want a home game? I mean, if we have a home game, that means we didn't win the title, right? The Big Ten title.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a concern this year.
I think the way it works, if I read it, if you're runner up to the Big Ten, if you don't win the Big Ten, you get a home game.
Right.
If you win the Big Ten, you're going to get a bye. So, I don't know. I was at a conference in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago, and I was, battling with some Buckeye fans as well as Wolverine fans out there. And, you know, we were sitting down with this one particular Buckeye fan, and there's a possibility that Penn State could have to play Ohio State three times to get to the title.
Yep.
Now, think about that. Three times, just once.
Yeah,
three times, and all they have to do is win that last one, right? It doesn't matter about the first two.
That's exactly right.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay.
They're going to play in Columbus, and then they're going to, you know, maybe play for the Big Ten Conference Championship, and then you know the Buckeyes are going to be in the way, right, when they get to the playoffs. So rightfully so, this is the year. But I'm like, are you kidding me? Three times? How does that work?
Unless Michigan beats them again. That's a sore subject in Columbus. I'm sorry.
Selfishly from tourism perspective, we'd love to have a home game in December.
Well,
I mean, that just made our December a year ago. The university was very wise in adjusting the graduation by a day to accommodate that. They saw that. They had the vision that could happen, and it did. And I think they've made those same adjustments coming up. So, again, it's going to be an exciting fall. I think it's going to be the kind of fall that very few of us have seen before.
Before we let you go, Dave, now here's a question. You may have this in your report that you talked about a little bit ago, and it's simply the impact, I guess, of the Penn State student body. Now, you kind of touched on this. All right, now granted, that's a lot of people. I don't know, 40,000 people or something like that. Summertime, they're not here, most of them. But yet, summertime, I mean, look at all the great things we had this summer. Great, great, great. How much of a tourism impact are those 40,000 people who essentially are only here from late August until the beginning of May, not here for those holidays that you mentioned? Is there a number, a stat? How much of an impact do those 40,000 people have?
Well, I wish I could give you something definitive, but, you know, we certainly recognize the impact. You can just see our seasonal flows kind of mirror what the academic calendar is. You know, the students that are here, we encourage visitation by their family and friends. In fact, we try to encourage parents to visit during the week, not on weekends, so that everybody has their weekends free, so to speak. But, I have no concrete number as the impact, but when the university and the student body is all here, it's busy times because, they're receiving visitors, family, and friends. You know, we know the impact that football has on the region. We know the impact that arts and entertainment has on the region. That would be a tough statistic to try to really put your finger on. But, yeah, our seasonality, if you will, our busiest times mirror when the student body is here.
Well, Dave, we appreciate your time. You guys do great, great work, and clearly everything is going up. All the indicators are up, which is, again, indirectly, that affects all of us. All right. No matter who you are, your age, where you're from, where you work, it affects every single person in this zone that we call Happy Valley. And so, yeah, just keep doing good stuff. You guys are doing great.
Well, I appreciate it and really appreciate what you guys are doing as well and providing us the platform to inform the area. You know, it's just a matter of awareness, not only about the events that are taking place, but the contribution that your listeners have to that whole ecosystem, because it's not, like I said earlier, it's not just us. I mean, everybody, it's a big community, and we're very fortunate. We have a very involved community, a very accepting community, and they really have embraced it, and they support it, and we can't do it without the community.
All right, Dave, again, we appreciate your time. Thanks much. Try not to tussle with Ohio State fans, all right? Don't go down that road, okay?
I know. All right, guys, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave. You as well.